Hey, it happens. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Our reading today is Psalms 84 through 86. I'll give you an introduction to each chapter before I read it, and then at the end I'll have a few comments for you. I'm calling today's episode, Today's Activity. The show notes page for today's episode is lifespringmedia.com/S12E196. Coming up to 200 here pretty soon. Let's get started. The title of Psalm 84 is To the Chief Musician on an Instrument of Gath, or a Gittim, a Psalm of the Sons of Korah. Now, the sons of Korah were Levites from the family of Kohath, who seem to have been singers in the temple, worshiping God. And during the 40 years of wandering in the desert after the exodus from Egypt, Korah led a revolt against Moses. 250 community leaders joined Korah in this rebellion, and God was greatly displeased. He killed Korah and those who followed him, but he did spare the sons of Korah. And some commentators think that because of God's mercy, they devoted themselves to praising God. Of the 84th Psalm, Charles Spurgeon wrote, "It deserves to be called the Pearl of Psalms, if the 23rd be the most popular, the 103rd the most joyful, the 119th the most deeply experiential, the 51st the most plaintive. This is one of the most sweet of the Psalms of Peace." Psalms chapter 84. How I love your temple, Lord Almighty! How I want to be there! I long to be in the Lord's temple. With my whole being I sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrows have built a nest, and the swallows have their own home. They keep their young near your altars, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. How happy are those who live in your temple, always singing praises to you! How happy are those whose strength comes from you, who are eager to make the pilgrimage to Mount Zion. As they pass through the dry valley of Baca, it becomes a place of springs. The autumn rain fills it with pools. They grow stronger as they go. They will see the God of gods on Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen, O God of Jacob. Bless our King, O God, the King you have chosen. One day spent in your temple is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather stand at the gate of the house of my God than live in the homes of the wicked. The Lord is our protector and glorious King, blessing us with kindness and honor. He does not refuse any good thing to those who do what is right. Lord Almighty, how happy are those who trust in you! The title of Psalm 85 is To the Chief Musician, a Psalm of the Sons of Korah. We don't know when this psalm was written. It sounds as if it might be during the time that Israel returned from the exile, but then again, not exactly. Perhaps it's from an earlier time, maybe the end of King Saul's reign. Psalms 85. Lord, you have been merciful to your land. You have made Israel prosperous again. You have forgiven your people's sins and pardoned all their wrongs. You stopped being angry with them and held back your furious rage. Bring us back, O God, our Savior, and stop being displeased with us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease? Make us strong again, and we, your people, will praise you. Show us your constant love, O Lord, and give us your saving help. I am listening to what the Lord God is saying. He promises peace to us, his own people, if we do not go back to our foolish ways. Surely he is ready to save those who honor him, and his saving presence will remain in our land. Love and faithfulness will meet, righteousness and peace will embrace. Human loyalty will reach up from the earth, and God's righteousness will look down from heaven. The Lord will make us prosperous, and our land will produce rich harvests. Righteousness will go before the Lord and prepare the path for him. Psalm 86 is entitled simply, A Prayer of David. And there's nothing in the psalm that points to one specific time in David's life. In this psalm, David uses the Hebrew word Adonai 7 times in referring to God. Adonai means master. And this is what Charles Spurgeon wrote about Psalm 86.
There are four other psalms, each called by the name Tefillah, or prayer. But this deserves to be distinguished from the rest and known as the Prayer of David, even as the 90th psalm is known as the Prayer of Moses. It savors of David, the man of sincerity, of ardor, of trials, of faults, and of great heart, pleads, sobs, and trusts through all the verses of this psalm.
Psalms chapter 86. Listen to me, Lord, and answer me, for I am helpless and weak. Save me from death, because I am loyal to you. Save me, for I am your servant, and I trust in you. You are my God, so be merciful to me. I pray to you all day long. Make your servant glad, O Lord, because my prayers go up to you. You are good to us and forgiving, full of constant love for all who pray to you. Listen, Lord, to my prayer. Hear my cries for help. I call to you in times of trouble because you answer my prayers. There is no God like you, O Lord. Not one has done what you have done. All the nations that you have created will come and bow down to you. They will praise your greatness. You are mighty and do wonderful things. You alone are God. Teach me, Lord, what you want me to do, and I will obey you faithfully. Teach me to serve you with complete devotion. I will praise you with all my heart, O Lord my God. I will proclaim your greatness forever. How great is your constant love for me! You have saved me from the grave itself. Proud people are coming against me, O God. A cruel gang is trying to kill me. People who pay no attention to you. But you, O Lord, are a merciful and loving God, always patient, always kind and faithful. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Strengthen me and save me, because I serve you just as my mother did. Show me proof of your goodness, Lord. Those who hate me will be ashamed when they see that you have given me comfort and help.
Well, my comments today, beloved, really apply to all three of the Psalms we read today, 84, 85, and 86. Have you ever gone to church when you didn't feel like going? I know I have. And there's a lot of reasons why we might not want to go from time to time. Sometimes it's because we don't feel well physically. Sometimes we might be mad at somebody there at church. Come on, let's get real. Am I right? Maybe we're even mad at the pastor. Hey, it happens. Or maybe we're feeling a distance from God. Maybe we don't feel like worshiping him. Maybe we've fallen into some sort of a sin and we feel like the last place we have the right to be is in church. Maybe we don't think the church is meeting our needs, whatever that means. Well, whatever the reason, today's Psalms are great for reminding us that praising God is really a good thing to do, a great thing even. You know, when I don't feel like going to church and I end up going anyway, and then if I allow myself to engage in worship, to really lift up my heart and my voice to God in worship, my emotions and my spirit and even my body, when I'm feeling under the weather, begin to feel better. We are primarily spiritual beings made in the image of God, and when we worship him in spirit and in truth, we are rewarded with spiritual blessings. We're drawn closer to our Creator, and he responds to us by ministering to us in whatever manner we need at that time. When we obediently bring our sacrifices of praise to God, not because we want something from him, but because he deserves them, it's a way of reaching out to him in a way that brings refreshment to our soul. These psalms are so very encouraging to read. They remind us of how great and deserving of our devotion and worship our God is. They're a good place to go when we're down, when we get our eyes off us and on him. When we go to him for comfort or just to hang out, he is delighted and he blesses us. So here's an idea. How about spending some time today praising God? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E196 and leave a comment. Our reading tomorrow will be Proverbs 11 and 12.
Boost.
On this date in church history, March 16th, 1952, This Week in Religion, America's first religious television program, debuted on the Dumont Television Network. Of the early religious offerings on TV, it was the only ecumenical program, and it aired on Sunday nights for more than 2 years. Prayer requests. Well, beloved, the daughter of one of Leanne's friends from college, her name is Tanya, has cervical cancer. The treatment that she's going through between radiation and chemo is extremely painful for her, so we need to pray for Tanya. Let's do that now. Our Heavenly Father, as the psalmist said, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Where would we be without you, Lord? What hope would there be? You're the source of and reason for boundless and unbridled joy. Thank you for everything that you allow into our lives, Lord, because we know that you are shaping us into the people you want us to be. Thank you for not only paying attention to us, but for being active in our lives. Lord, I pray for Tanya right now. I know she's feeling discouraged because of the pain and nausea and the whole process she's having to endure. I ask in Jesus' name that you would encourage her and comfort her and ease her pain, and I ask that you heal her. You know your will for her, but you also tell us that we have not because we ask not. So we're asking you now to touch Tanya and heal her. We accept whatever your will is, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that you can heal her, but how wonderful it would be for her and her family if you would heal her. Lord, if there are needs in the LifeSpring family, I ask that you provide the answers, the finances, the job, the healing, the wisdom and ability to cope for each one, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for each member of the LifeSpring family, and I ask you to help all of us to look beyond ourselves today and see you. Help us to praise you with our whole heart. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, if you've got a prayer request or a praise that you'd like to share with the LifeSpring family, please go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and tell me about it there. I'll pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll pray together on the show. Speaking of the show and speaking of sharing, how about sharing the show? Tell somebody you care for about the show. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E196, and you can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. If you like seeing a new episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in your podcast app every day, how about helping to support it? Do that at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. Your activity for the day? Praise the Lord. See you tomorrow. Bye.